Post the world, take two. Action. All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Post the World. You know, we are in May, so the segment for this month is All Access. And our next guest is Miss Sophia.
Hey.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Having me.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm excited about this one. This is my girl right here. Okay. So first, tell them, who is Sophia?
Lovely question. I am a fashionista.
Period.
21 years old. Okay. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Memphis for 3 years now. I am a multi-business owner, as well as freelance stylist and personal shopper.
Love that, period.
But I'm still fairly new to all of the above. So. Mm-hmm.
But you're still killing it, even though you're new. Like, you wouldn't even think she was new, for real. You know?
I spend my time. You know?
Love that. So tell us, how did you come up with It's Your World Co? Like, first, where did the name come from? And then where did the idea come from in general?
So, ever since I can remember having a social media, I have gone by It's Fia's World.
Yeah.
And this became a thing. Like, in high school, I'll get made fun of a little bit. Like, Fia's World. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's cute, though.
You know, but people would see it as, like, a little bit conceited. Like, this is before usernames were, like, I don't know, more bold, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I kept, you know, hearing it, and this was around the same time as I knew I wanted to become an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I actually started a blog, and it was apparent to me, like, It's Your World should be the name. Like, ever since I had It's Fia's World, and I had an idea to do something for clothing or spread something, it would be It's Your World. Mm-hmm. So it started as a blog where I was writing, like, how to get over a guy and, you know, some days.
You know, some girl talk. We love some girl talk.
Where to shop and blah, blah. And then I realized, like, that wasn't really me.
Yeah.
But I still loved the It's Your World idea. So after a little bit more development, I decided it would be a clothing and lifestyle brand. So it started with the streetwear, but I've been moving into more lifestyle things like rugs, candles, sort of trying to spread the idea.
You're more versatile.
The message of It's Your World. Mm-hmm. But I am still working on apparel.
Love that.
Within that. What was the second part of the question?
You kind of answered it. Just like, where did the idea of, well, I'll ask this. How did you know you wanted to be a business owner? Or where did the idea of being a business owner come from?
So my dad is an entrepreneur. He started a granite and tile installation business a while back. So ever since I've been alive, he's been working for himself. And I'm like his mini me. I'm the only daughter. So I've, like, always wanted to be just like him. And
that's
like
cute.
He's the boss. He gets to fire people, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But even like how I was in school, like, I loved being, I've always been a good leader and good at managerial things as well as sales and everything. So it all kind of just made sense. And then it fit with my passion for clothing and It's Your World. Mm-hmm. So it all kind of just aligned that way. Yeah.
What's one thing about being a brand owner that people don't realize is a part of it? Or like one thing you feel like people probably think, oh, it's probably easy, but it's not really easy.
Getting past the first year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Getting past the first year. For sure. You know, going, you know, everyone's first drop is going to be better than their second, third, and fourth, you know, because you have that initial excitement. Mm-hmm. Oh, they started
the adrenaline from it.
Their friend, your family is maybe going to support you. Mm-hmm. After that, it's like, how are you going to stand in the business world?
How are you going to keep the attention going?
How are you going to keep it? So I would say keeping the momentum, keeping the people's attention, that's hard. Like, people think that you can just slap a logo onto some shirts and automatically you're boom boom getting orders.
And
No,
it does
babe.
not work like that at
No,
all.
babe. For some people who happen to like blow up overnight, yeah.
Very
But
rare, though. That's very
it is
rare.
very rare and it takes work. Like, it's not just blowing up overnight. I've heard somebody once said that like even with blowing up overnight, it took years to get to that, you know? So yeah, I would say people just don't really think about the patience it takes, the resilience, all of that, that just like getting past the first few milestones, your first 1,000 followers, your first, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Love that. So, a part of being a brand owner, like you said, there's different milestones that you have to hit or just things to overcome. What advice do you have for people who are struggling to keep that momentum going after they reach that point?
I would say, well, this is something that I had to do, is recenter on your purpose and why you're doing that, why you're doing this brand, who you're doing it for, like the true intentions, and see if that got misconstrued along the way at all. Because I've seen a big thing in It's Your World is that I've never made money a, like the goal, the priority, because in my mind, that's not going to get you anywhere. I see a lot of people doing the opposite and making money the, oh, their margins, oh, their money, the
What's
number
that?
one thing. That's not building a brand
That's
necessarily.
being money hungry.
I'm looking for longevity, building a community. I want to spread the message, the name. I
Same.
want It's Your World to be known rather than millions in my pockets right now. Like, I'm aware I'm not gonna be where I wanna be as a business owner or just like financially for a while. And that's
That's okay.
normal. Like, there's no way, there's no reason to stress like all this. Like, yeah, making money along the way is amazing, but when you're passionate about it and you're learning, you're gonna get there.
Most of
You're gonna
it's
get
all in
there.
patience and just like
Yeah.
letting time be time and letting your time come with it. Like, I feel like rushing the process also makes it bad. Well, not bad, but just like makes it more difficult in the long run, if that makes sense.
Well, it's messing up your alignment.
Yeah,
Like, you're
it's getting you
doing
off
things
track.
you're not ready for, and these are all things you learn from doing. You know, like I wouldn't
Most
have
of
been able to say these things before. You know, a lot of being an entrepreneur is just learning as you go,
And
being thrown
appreciating the
out in the
journey.
field and just saying yes to like opportunities and clients and random things you don't know what you're doing. Just say yes.
Yeah. Just say
Just
yes.
say
Okay. Period.
yes.
Talk about Outfits by Sophia.
Yes.
So
Okay.
you got some heat, y'all.
So, Outfits with a PH, just like Fia, my name, is a sort of virtual styling, but also a hub for everything vintage. Things like this bag. I
Exhibit
am
A.
a purse hoarder.
Exhibit A.
I have found the most joy of my life in thrift stores.
Okay.
And I happen to be very good at it,
She
okay?
is, though.
I'm
You
very good
are.
at it. And I love supplying things for the girls and for the guys.
The
I love
pieces.
getting people right, like with all the vintage, everything.
Most
It's
of.
so fun for me. And I've started setting up personal shopping appointments where people can come in. I'll pull everything in their sizes that I have. Super fun little experience. Like before I have a storefront and all that, I'm like having that little
Love there.
personal.
She had a pop-up shop also, and she had
Yeah.
some heat there. Mylan loved his Rock Aurora shorts. I loved my True Religion
Good.
purse. Like, she had a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. When I do pop-ups, I like to bring everything out. And I mean, I have on the website at least like 20 purses, lots of vintage jeans, some Rockaware, Betsey Johnson stuff, lots of Ed
They're
Hardy,
cute,
watch rings, baby fat, all of that. But yeah, thrifting and just vintage fashion is definitely like a huge passion of mine. So outfits is like my more fun, girly side. It's fun to like resell and flip things, but I like to make my prices pretty good because I like girls to be able to get what they want.
Yeah, be affordable
So I
too.
don't do, I like to keep it pretty affordable, as opposed to It's Your World is more exclusive, and a lot is put into that manufacturing and stuff like that. So
You're like a walking thrift store yourself, literally.
this is from Depop.
Love that. Let's get into the Ed Hardy dress, okay?
Yes, this
T.
dress, and I just cut the top right
You
here
love a
before
V-neck.
this because it was too tall. These are also Depop,
Love
the
that.
Babestas.
When you thrift, do you thrift in Memphis or do you thrift all over? I feel like you go all over.
Like if I'm out of town, I'll go to a thrift store there, but from here I'll drive down. I don't want to tell you all my secrets, but I like to go into Mississippi and just out to those areas where you don't think would be
The
good.
low key spots,
But also,
basically.
it's the dedication to looking. Like, it
Yeah,
takes a while. You
it
have to
does.
be really
Patient.
dedicated, and I've learned to like have an eye for certain tags, textures, stitching, so it's a lot faster
A true fashion
and
girl.
easier. Yeah. Learning my fabrics, all of that. That's my journey I'm on right now.
How's that process been?
My sewing machine and I had a tough start. We had a tough start.
Oh.
So,
You'd be like that.
yeah. So, I had to go get her repaired right before.
I saw you said something
This
about
was
that.
like a week before the Brooks Runway fashion show I was designing for. My first handmade collection, sewing machine's broken. $300 to fix or something. And I'm like,
To fix it, you might
just
as well
take
got a
me out.
new one.
No, the machine I have is like, it's
What?
my grandma got it for my mom 30 years ago.
Oh, so it's like vintage, like
And my
ancient.
mom like put it away in a garage. Because my mom was like, I don't want to learn to sew,
Yeah.
whatever. And then this year for Christmas, they gave it to me, and it like still had never been opened, the box. I open it, and
Although it's practically new.
but yeah, it's new. The book on top says Sophie Learns to Sew, and it's like a little ginger girl on the book.
Oh,
And
that's
that's what came with the
cute.
machine.
Really? Dang, so
Yes,
that's like, you know
meant for me.
that Coraline, how the doll looks like her?
Oh,
It's like
Coraline freaks
the
me out.
sewing machine is like you
No,
know?
it was crazy. Like, it was so meant for me. Like, it was
That's
crazy.
crazy.
But then I
Yeah, keep
just
that. Don't get
spent,
in the way.
like, yeah, I'm completely self-taught.
Love that.
I watched some YouTube videos, but I'm also, I have to be hands-on.
Yeah.
So, went through so many needles, so much thread, finally learned how to do what I wanted to do.
See?
You just gotta
Trial
learn.
and error.
I'm not the most realistic sometimes. Like, I could definitely go to some classes, but I was just like
We're gonna get this done right
throwing the
now.
fabric on there and ready to
We're gonna figure
go.
it out.
Yeah,
Okay?
we were figuring it out, and I did. I figured it out.
Exactly,
The
period.
show went good. Never want to look at those fabrics again.
Talk about the show. Let's get into it. How was that experience like? What was the process like of preparing for it? Like, what was it like doing the fashion show?
So I learned a lot about myself throughout this process because, well, it was my first handmade collection. I've done runway shows in the past with my streetwear that was through a third party like manufacturer, so it wasn't as involved. I had three beautiful models who I'd
Period.
been working with. We had two messy, crazy rehearsals because there
Oh.
were 50 designers, 120 models. Like, this is a big show, and
That
it was
sounds very chaotic.
my first like
Yeah.
real show where the tickets sold out within minutes type of thing. Yeah, definitely chaos. And I haven't learned to put zippers in my clothes yet. So I was relying on some fashion tape to really hold me up with this vinyl I was working with. And I brought like three containers of fashion tape. I'm being nice. I'm giving it to other designers. I got plenty come down to dress my models 30 minutes before the
Didn't
show.
have it.
Opened my tins of fashion tape. All gone. Tears start coming down my face, guys. 30 minutes before the show. All right. And then,
Sophia.
no, I know. I was like pacing behind stage, like, what am I gonna do? Because, like,
Yeah.
the I was using marine vinyl, okay? It's a thick, almost leather-like material. Mm-hmm. And when stitching it, you can't really make mistakes because it leaves holes in the fabric. Mm-hmm. And you can't pin it, same reason, leaves holes in the fabric. Mm. So I don't know if you saw, but I stitched like the IYW mm-hmm. onto the top. So that was kind of like my, how they put it on and everything. Mm-hmm. But as far as the pants, I was relying on my tape because I hadn't learned to put zippers yeah. in the clothes yet.
At least it worked out.
So that was a major learning point. So mm-hmm. the first thing I did when I got home was order some zippers.
And learn how to do
and learn how to put the zippers in the clothes. Part of me was, I guess, just lazy with that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it came down to showtime and I was like, yeah, Sophia, this is not going to work. But it did. It looked yeah. amazing. It worked out. And just a quick 5-minute breakdown, but those happen.
It's okay. We always have a breakdown here yeah. and there. You know, it's fine. Yes.
So, no, the show was amazing. My mm-hmm. dad came in town. He wore matching shoes.
Yay!
Yeah, it was great. My friend Amari was sitting in the front row, and I was just
love
very
her.
Happy with, yeah, my friend and my dad coming out to support, and now it's over with. It's like, all right, what's next?
Yeah, conquered that, so we're on to the next thing type deal. Love that. All right, y'all, so Sophia has a whole, like, her whole, like, aesthetic in general is, like, beyond, literally out of the world, you know, like she has like the perfect girly like type of aesthetic, I feel like, you know. So we're gonna go into the all access portion and see some behind the scenes on, you know, Sophia's world. So we're gonna shift over to the next scene and go into basically Sophia's headquarters.
Welcome to Fia's world.
Oh, we're gonna go to Fia's
yeah,
world. Yay.
Go to Fia's world.
All right, and
all right, y'all, so we're here at Sophia's world, okay? She's gonna take us through like her everyday process, like how she just goes about everything, some merch, whatever. So Sophia, just tell us like where we at, what we doing.
Okay, so this is my safe space in my house where I can close my door and my dog can't get in. But we can start with my favorite part of the house, which is over here, which is my beloved purse door. This, believe it or not, is probably half of my collection, but this is where most of my money and happiness resides.
That's weird.
From there, you can go forward to my glorious shaky Chirac.
It's okay.
See? I have... So, recently I've been styling up a lot of purses, so I went ahead and ordered, like, bulk scarves to throw on purses that I resell. Mm-hmm. Or also, like, if I'm styling those scarf accessories. We have some belts here. This behind me is all... It's Your World samples, half-started projects, or cut-up clothing. For example, we have some It's Your World 2X shorts right here. We've got It's Your World camo pants. These are the last pair. The mess. And then we've got some more It's Your World inventory. Yes. Over in this section, but this is where I generally keep inventory when I have it. Absolutely. The fun stuff happens over here where most of my rework projects are, but this is also where a lot of my outfits inventory is. Mm-hmm. So for example,
what's your favorite item?
My favorite item for outfits or like that I own?
For outfits and that you own.
Okay, so right now that's for sale. I am in love with these baby fat jeans.
Oh, those are
with
cute.
The red and purple detailing. and they're like perfect quality. Metal is in amazing condition. I love these. I can't wait for them to find a rightful owner. I'm also loving these. These would probably fit you perfectly, actually. They're a little too small for me, and they're very low-waisted, but they're so adorable.
I'm a bit low-waisted.
Yeah, I have a lot of things like that. Seven jeans, Rockaware, Apple Bottom jeans. My favorite...
You can't find those everywhere now.
No, you cannot.
You cannot find those everywhere.
Outfitsbyfia.com.
Okay, period.
if for example, like, rework pieces, yesterday I had this jacket and I made a mini jacket and then this little skirt and then I stitched along here, for a little two-piece, so I sell, like, things like that, just a quick thrift flip. My fashion show pieces are right here.
Let's get into them.
We'll get into that one. That's we can get into this.
There we go. Okay.
So we can see from like what I was talking about before with the marine vinyl.
Mm-hmm. This is a big type of fabric.
Yeah, they're a little bit bent up from being in this box, but I did individual pearls down the side saying it's your world.
How long did the detailing take?
Probably like 3 hours on just this piece, and then I attach it to the sides, and then this top, it's all scrunched right now, but when it's, you know, fixed up, you know, it says... It's your world. Also, so yeah, this is the marine vinyl material I've been working with. The material that I probably will never work with again.
That's lit.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite look out of the three that I did. This is what was in here. Favorite thing that I own is probably... The Louis Vuitton.
I knew you were gonna say that.
And my in the coach on the top left.
I knew you were gonna say that. Where did you find them?
The coach bag was $30 at Goodwill, and the Louis Vuitton was $250 at an estate sale.
Where do you be finding like estate sales, or like where do you feel like for anyone who wants to tap into fashion or just like start trying to alter their style a little bit, where do you think they should go when they're trying to get the pieces?
Thrift. All you have to do is thrift. And I would encourage to start wearing your pieces different than how they're supposed to be worn. Like as soon as you learn what flatters your body the best, you shouldn't have trouble shopping ever again, especially with the thrift stores and personal shoppers we have nowadays. Yeah. You should never have a problem.
What's that? Yeah. Okay, what's one thing some people should know about you that you feel like they don't know? That's a sticky question.
I think... that people should know that I am a very nice and sensitive person, and I have feelings too.
I still care.
No, like, you know how there's that perception thing where when you're a baddie and you're on top of things, like, you're just indestructible. Just
yeah.
No, that's not the case.
We have hearts too.
Take it easy.
We're fragile too.
No, yeah, I mean, really, like, I'm a normal person, just like
just an ordinary girl.
Just an ordinary girl, you guys. No, I'm a pretty open book. I would love for my audience to know that they can talk to me and be cool. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Yeah. Ask me about your fashion needs. Everything.
Look at that. Period. All right, y'all. So that wraps up this episode.
Thanks for coming to Fia's World.
We done toured Fia's World. We done visited Fia's World. Make sure now y'all shop Fia's World, okay?
Thank you.
And after spots with Fia. Yes. All right, y'all. That wraps up this episode. Catch you next episode. Love y'all.